Chavtes, we're up to Sivav, the bottom of the second side on the handouts.
Well, Rabbi Reifman, can I just do a shout out to Dr. Howie Weintraub, who's listening to this in Ashkelon? Hello, Howie.
Hello, Howie.
Hello, Howie.
Okay. Very good.
This is every week.
Baruch Hashem. Okay. Happy to have him.
No sign of
the sif we're about to learn has to do with actually fundamentals of Chayshu Mishpa, what they did of a mashkin. The Gemara presents its, the issue in regard to Kedushin, and as we'll see in a few minutes, this turns on the idea of a mashkin. As you all know, a mashkin is something a person gives to guarantee payment. Whether a person owes money because of a loan, or he owes money for any reason, a mashkin is an item of value that's given to guarantee payment. So we'll learn first the Mechaber, together with the Beis Shmuel, and then we'll move on to the Rama on the next page. Umallah. Iskachi bidinner. A man says, I mean, I'm a Kodesh just leave for a dinner. If he would give her the dinner, that would be perfectly fine. But he doesn't. He doesn't give him the dinner. Nasavla mashkin. Achi eating a dinner. So he takes something of value, he takes off his watch, and he says, you can have my watch, you can't keep it. You can have it until I pay you. When I pay you, you have to return it. Ainu mekudesh. So it's not a good kedush. This is
even if he gives the dinner later.
When he gives the dinner later, lefti mekadesha then.
Can she use
when he gives it? Generally, a mashkin is not used. There's something called mashkanta desura, which is a mashkin. Somebody owes someone $1,000 and he gives him his car and he deducts from the principal.
But it would, there's some law here. There's some particular law here.
There is some law here. Okay, so that's the question. What exactly, well, what's the problem?
He's not a Shomer Chinam?
What?
He's like a Shomer
Chinam? He's definitely not a Shomer Chinam. At the very least, he's a Shomer Sachar. We'll get to that. So I'll extra Ram and the Ravid. So I do plan to get to it. But it's security for the dinner, but you didn't give the dinner.
But if he doesn't give the dinner, then he has the mashkin, and that will be used for
payment. Okay, abuse of kedushin. So what's wrong? Okay, question is what's wrong? Lamaisi gave us something. And she's in the driver's seat. Either I'll keep the watch or give me a dinner. She has something either way.
Daita al dinner.
Here the question is, if it's a dinner, she got the value of a dinner. If you would say, I'm marrying you with a necklace, I'm giving you a watch as a mashkin, she can say she had daita's on the necklace. But here it's just a dinner worth of value, and the mashkin is worth that. So the question is, Why it doesn't work. There are two shittas in the Rishayim. The Ran and the Rosh in Kedushin, in this sugya, bring the Machlokes Rishayim, the Ramban, the Rashba. Everyone brings the same Machlokes Rishayim. We're going to see it in the Beis Shmuel in a minute. Just the language of the Gemara. There are two parts to the Gemara. The first part, that's the Gafas at the moment. The Gemara says a reason. It says the following memorable words which need explanation. Mona ein kan, mashkin ein kan. You know, he's mekashar with a mona or a dinner, either one. He's mekashar with a mona and he gives her a mashkin. So the Gemara says, mona ein kan, not giving her a mona, mashkin ein kan. What do you mean mashkin ein kan? Mashkin yesh kan. What does it mean mashkin ein kan? Money ein kan, mashkin ein kan. So what in the world does it mean mashkin ein kan? There is a mashkin. It's a surety that you're going to get the dinner. If I was selling a building with kinyan kesef, and somebody gave me a mashkin, you think it wouldn't work? That's the question. There's a machlekes rishayim in the definition of mona ein kan, mashkin ein kan. We'll see it inside in a moment, with Rabbi Shmuel. I just want to speak out so that so we understand it basically, and then we'll see the Rabbi Shmuel, who gets a little more involved in the intricacies of the two shitas.
What's the interpretation of mashkin? A mashkin is given on account that he gets the original thing, and if he never gives it, etc. This is my reassurance that I'm going to have it.
So it should be a good kedushin.
Good.
So there's a machlekes rishayim here. How did taich mona ein kan mashkin ein kan? Okay, the Ravid, who's quoted by all of the rishayim, and we'll see in a moment the Shitas Rashi and the Rosh as well. They learn mona ein kan, hilkoch mashkin ein kan. Rashi says hilkoch. Mashkin ein kan. What does that mean? Mona ein kan means he doesn't owe her the mona. If a man says to a woman, I'm going to give you $100. A man says to anybody, I'm going to give you $100. They're words. Words themselves are not mechayev a person. We've discussed many times that if I just say I'm going to give you something, no matter how specific I am and no matter how sincerely I mean it, There is no eschayvus. I can't be mechayv myself with the words Hare Avodesh Lipa Mana, which I'm not giving you right now. So Rashi learns Mana Inkan Hilkach Mashkin Inkan. Therefore, there's no mashkin. What's a mashkin? A mashkin guarantees debt. If there's debt, if I owe you something, I give you a mashkin to guarantee the debt. But if there's no debt, just a promise that's not binding. So the mashkin is not, it's not real. It doesn't create anything. There is no eschaivus. Since there's no eschaivus, there's no obligation, the Ravid says. Therefore, the mashkin is not a mashkin. The word mashkin means I owe you something, and the mashkin is a guarantee for that payment. The lumdus of mashkin we'll get to in a while. But the point of the Ravid is, and it seems to be Rashi, Rashi is the word hilkov. Mona enkan, hilkov mashkin enkan. So the Ravid says, since there's no chiyuv, therefore the mashkin is meaningless. A mashkin without debt is not a mashkin. What do you mean, I give you a mashkin? Guaranteeing what? Not guaranteeing anything.
If someone goes to the store to buy something and doesn't have the money, I'm giving the mashkin in between. Does the person take the stuff home from the store? Can they use it?
Can do whatever you like. Can do whatever you want. But when you get married, you don't take the stuff home to the store. When you buy a container of milk, you take it home to the store. When you marry a lady, what do you take home from the store? The lady? What are you doing?
Can I get? No, but there you owe the store money. Here you don't owe her anything, actually.
So that's the point. Rashi and the Ravid hold, there's no debt. It's just a promise.
What? I have the right to redeem. I'm being patient with this. But I have the right to redeem this for a dinner later.
If you speak it out. So that's an afkamina. According to the Ravid, if someone created a hischaivus independently, let's say he handed out the mashkin, he said, pick it up, and with that, you're mekudeshes, but under condition, I can redeem it for $100. The Ravid would hold that that's good. The Ravid shita is that if there's no debt, it's not a mashkin. It's just words.
So it's like a nether? It's like a nether, in a way.
If there's no nether, if he said, I make a nether, it's a nether. Words are not a nether. If I say words to you, it's not a nether.
Is the word anything for her holding it? Like, holding a
gold
watch,
but she's holding it, she's holding it, well, whether she loses it is a separate issue, which I want to discuss. It does depend on this, Ravid. But the point is that the Ravid learns that this, the lumdus of the Gemara is, you want to be married to her, you want to create a debt, and then give her a mashkin. That's fine. But if you didn't create the debt, you just said, hurry up, we just leave a dinner, and here's a mashkin, that doesn't create any sort of debt. She's obligated to give it back to him. They're not married. Anytime there's a Kaddish woman and they're not married, she always has to give it back, right?
And not give her the dinner.
And not give her the dinner, right?
But does no one have the value of her holding for the watch?
There's a value depending on what the conditions are. If I give you a watch to settle debt, to guarantee debt, and we realize there is no debt, so you got to give me the watch back, right? If I tell you I owe you $100, if I tell you I owe you $100, here's the watch as a guarantee. Then it turns out that I don't owe you the $100 for whatever reason. Then you just give it back to me. It's given. It's not a mashkin. Money ain't kind. If there's no debt, then there's no mashkin. It doesn't matter if there's if it's a meaningless mashkin. It doesn't matter. He sincerely wants to marry her. We're not talking about people that are playing games. He really wants to be married to her, and he's saying, "Here's the mashkin," and it's still not mekudeshes. Now, if they're both on board later, so he'll pull out a mona later. It'll be mekadesha. But this ma'isa kedushin is not a kedushin. That's a shita sarai.
I'm obligated. I'm giving you this. I owe it to you. In return for that, I'm giving you a mashkin.
So, what do you mean? You're only giving the mashkin. You're not giving anything else.
But he gets married. He says, let's get married. I'm giving you this dinner, which I owe you.
He's not giving a dinner. He's giving a mashkin on the dinner.
Right. So instead of giving the dinner, I'm going to give you the mashkin.
Right.
But I owe you this. I'm
so the Ravid holds that does not create any obligation at all. Doesn't create a chiyuv. Now, the Ramban and the Rashba disagree. Ramban and the Rashba say it does create an obligation. They're arguing in a cheshem mishpat shayla. If I don't owe you money and I give you something b'teres mashkin, does that create an obligation? The Ramban and the Rashba hold that it does create an obligation. Mana inka mashkin inka means something totally different, like the Ramban. Ramban says, what I may marry you with a mana. But I'm not giving you the mana. Mana ain't kan, there's no mana because it's still agida gabe, it's still in my hand. Mashkin ain't kan, I'm not mekadesh you with the mashkin. I'm mekadesh you with the mana. So the Ramban holds a more lenient din of chashem mishpat, that you could create a schaivis by giving a mashkin. And a stricter din in Kedushin, so the reason it's no good is a different reason. Because I'm a Kaddish with something that I'm not giving you. The Kedushin is with the dinner. I'm not giving you the dinner. I'm giving you the mashkin. Since I'm giving you the mashkin, so and I'm a Kaddish with the mashkin, so money ain't kan. The money is still in my pocket. Mashkin ain't kan. I didn't say Arab Kedushin with his watch. I said I'm just with the dinner. So I may be guaranteeing the dinner, but I'm not giving you the dinner.
What's enough for a minute? If that is here after Kadesh, when he gives the dinner, going to two shittas.
Well, there'd be a simple nafkamina, which the Ramban, the Beis Shmuel, are going to say, what happens if he is mechayiv himself to dinner? What does he does? He says, how many days with a dinner? I'm mechayiv myself with whichever kinyan you could create that, with chalipin. I'm mechayiv myself a dinner to you. Now that's not a good enough Kadesh. You're not getting anything right now. You're getting debt that you don't have in your hand. So I'm giving you Haram of Deshusli the dinner, and this is a mashkin on the dinner. So if you independently create the debt, the Ravid holds it's good. The Ramban holds, no. The money is still like Gita Gabe. The money is not giving her.
Would it not mean it be if he gave her a check?
So the Ramah talks about a check. It's interesting. The Ramah compares it to a dispute about a check, which I hope still to get to the Ramah. According to who? Mana ain't kan means no kedusha with a mana, and there's no kedusha with a mashkin. Let's see the Ramban's lashon. What I'd like to do, though, is give over Reb Chaim Brisker's pshat in the Machlaikis. As always, Reb Chaim just opens your eyes to the whole sugya. It makes it so much easier to talk about it. The Reb Chaim is published, and there's a kunshus called Yainis Elam. It was, I think it was published as a Sefer Zikaron for someone. What? Okay, in the mirror. And in it, Reb Baruch Be'er wrote a piece on mashkin, where he quotes Reb Chaim. And every yeshiva has it in the svarim shelf because of this one piece on mashkin. Because it is one piece. Reb Chaim says, the Ravid and the other Rishonim are arguing on the definition of a mashkin. Now, he doesn't base it only on this machlaikis. There are other machlaikis to derive it, and the others, which I'll get to shortly, which he bases it on. So Reb Chaim writes a phrase in Yiddish, which becomes the yeshiva expression for a mashkin. So deriving against the Ramban and the Rashba argue that the Ramban and the Rashba hold the mashkin is an independent thing I'm giving you as a guarantee, just the way it seems. So deriving shita, and he writes in Yiddish, in the mashkin liktachayv. In the mashkin liktachayv. I always tell my classes only one word of that is Yiddish. In the, it's not Yiddish, mashkin is Hebrew, licked, that's the one Yiddish word. The chayv is again not Yiddish. So in the mashkin liktachayv, you have to know one word of Yiddish to know it. But they're very powerful words. Reb Chaim is learning in the Ravid that the Ravid holds, when I take a mashkin, it's a pirayin hachayv. The chayv is paid up. In the mashkin lift the chayv means you owe me $100, you give me a watch, $100 of that watch, you paid up the chayv. You paid it up. Just conditionally. You made it tonight with me that if you give me, no, not security. Security is the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ravid holds that it's paid. The chayv is paid. The nafkamina, if Shemitah will pass. If you owe me $100 and you give me a mashkin and Shemitah passes, Shemitah is not Mishamit the Chayiv. You paid the Chayiv. You already paid it up. In the mashkin lit the Chayiv means that when you gave me the mashkin, you paid up the debt. In the mashkin lies the money. You paid up the debt. There's a condition. I've agreed to a condition. You want this watch. If you'll give me $100 later, I'll give you the watch back. But in the mashkin lit the chayv means that in the mashkin is the chayv itself is paid up.
Why is it called a mashkin? It should be called a chov. A mashkin should be called a chov because the chov is a chov. That's exactly what a chov is.
Mashkin worth $100.
Okay, good. Brilliant idea. Except no one's going to know what you're talking about.
The chayv.
Is a mashkin worth $100?
Yeah, it has to be worth. We're talking about that. Okay. Yeah, Dan, you're right. I should have said that. Okay. Shemitah is not mishamit. The Gemara really says this. The Shemitah is not mishamit. Is not mishamit a chayv. A chayv that you gave a mashkin. So that Achrayim asks, why is not mishamit the obligation to give it back? Okay, so that's the Achrayim. But this is the Nakuda of the Ravid Shita. The Ramban and the Rashba, which we'll go into more in a moment, they disagree with this way of saying. Reb Chaim brings a different machlaikis, and you'll hop right away how right he is. Someone asked before, if you give me a mashkin, you owe me $100, you give me a mashkin. So while I'm holding the mashkin, what happens if it gets destroyed by an oinus? A pure oinus. Okay, I have it in my house, in a safe, everything good, and God forbid there's an earthquake and it swallows up the mashkin. The Ravid says that the one who's holding the mashkin is responsible. He takes the loss. The Ramban and the Rashba and the Shach writes, you don't understand the Ravid. The Ramban and Rashba say, you're either a Shabbos Yidam or a Shabbos Sachar. The most you are is a Shabbos Sachar. So if you're a Shabbos Sachar, then you're not your Pater from Einsim. Why, if I hold your mashkin, why should I be chayv an einsim? Am I more than a shomer? So let's say I benefit. I get to guarantee my money, which is debatable. You know, it's debatable if I'm a shomer sachar because what did I get? I had cash. I gave you the cash. I got the item. But let's say I want to lend you money. I got the item. I'm a shomer sachar. But I still pater an einsim. What's shot in the Ravid that the Ravid says that I'm chayv an einsim? That's the issue. I want to read. What?
Oh.
So I'm reading Reb Chaim's Lashon, and I have a copy here of the Yon Yisraelim. Hine das arayvit sham, kishitas Rashi, like I told you, it's Rashi Shita. Dekoni lis chayiv einsim. The one who has the mashkin is chayiv and einsim. The hisbir, Reb Chaim Abrisk, tam shitas Rashi. The lahachi chayiv einsim. Mishum dekinyin mashkin, I'll leave it to Reb Yitzchak, the man of the Gemara. Yesh loy, demei ha'alva b'chayfet zu. The money that was loaned is in this object, in the mashkin lichter chay. Shedeber achefetz of the gam halva, and you lose it also. So Reb Chaim is saying a very clear idea in Shita Saravid. The Ravid Shita is in the mashkin lichter chay. So why can't you marry a woman with it? The Ravid says only because there is no chay. You didn't create a chayv. You just promised him money. He says, "Money ain't kan, hilkoch mashkin ain't kan. If there's no chayv, there's no mashkin." It's true. If you created the chayv in a legal way, then rachinami the mashkin represents the chayv. But otherwise it doesn't. That's the biur in the shitas arriving. It's very clear that this is true. Aside from the shmita, aside from the einsim. And aside from the whole shtickle here, that money can hilkok mashkin ain't can. If the mashkin is pirai na chayiv and there's no chayiv, then the mashkin is nothing. That's the shita of the Ravid. Now, Rabban and the Rashba disagree. We're going to see that the Ikra is like the Ravid. Usually, the Ravid against Rabban and the Rashba, not necessarily, but the Rosh and Rashi. Together with the Ravid on this, and we're going to see that that's the halacha. I think it should be easier now for us to learn Beishmuel Yud. Beishmuel Yud brings this Machlekes Rishonim and illustrates a couple of Nafka Minas regarding it. Beishmuel Yud, Einu Kadeshes B'Shas Isa Monei Kamashkenenka. The language of the Gemara is Monei Kamashkenenka. Pirush Ramban, the Rashba, Mona Asher Mekadesh Oisa, the $100 of Kedushin, Einkan. It's not here. El Ogod Etzlai. It's still in his pocket. It's still tied to him. Su, well, once you don't have the $100, Su Lei Bahani Mashkin. The Mashkin can't create a Kedushin. It's not a Kaddish or the Mashkin. Gam Shar Chiyuvim Lei Mahani. Also, if you obligate yourself to give her money in any manner, doesn't help. He's saying the kedushin is with the mana. The mana is still in his pocket. It's oged etzlay and memela. It's that way. I'm pissed as to my I'm all arrived pirish mana in kan the einay chayiv lita in hamana. The Ravid says you're not obligated to give the $100. Lochein a mashkin chal. It's bechal not a mashkin. Nafkamina avol. In mechayev esasvei liteimana. If he independently obligates himself to give the $100, then yesh mashkin. The Ravid holds that the mashkin is good. It can be mekadish with the mashkin. Because in the mashkin is the chayv of $100. Nira, the Beishmuel is horash gam kein sviur lekein. He says, I believe the Rosh is like the Ravid. Shekosav Kiddushin Umatana Tam Echad. That it's not a din in Kiddushin. It's the same thing in Chashemishva. Mishum HaMashkin Loi Nishtabid Mashayin Echayiv. Because of the Mashkin, you don't owe something that you don't owe him anyway. If you're not Chayiv, the Mashkin doesn't create a Tiyiv. Shemamina. If he does it independent, the schayiv is to create a mana. Chal shibur hamashkin, then the mashkin is chal. So this is the nafkamina between them. Now he is lefiza. I'm going to have to understand this. Im nosen shtar, like a shtar by us would be a check, perhaps, or an IOU. Nosen shtar al mana, mami mikudeshes l'shita zu. According to the Ravid, what does that mean? In the shtar licked the mana. V'loi kirav ramah shekasa dolei abe kedusha. We'll see the Ramah in a minute. Far hingir said b'chakas l'chakek. So we learn the Ramah momentarily and try to understand it. What? I think the reason he uses it is because in their mind, in this Chassan Kala's mind, he's calling it a mashkin. He says, Harif Nesh Medinner, the Halacha Mashkin. So in his mind, he's creating a mashkin. The Ravid is saying that the mashkin, it's only a figment of their imagination. The mashkin doesn't create any eschaivus. independently. Therefore, if there's no prior death, then there's no mashkin. This is his shita. And Lamaisa, these are the two opinions. So again, the Ravid holds that it's a din in mashkin. That there's no difference between mechira, the Rosh said, there's no difference kedushin or matana. Same thing. If I say I'm going to give you $100 as a gift, and here's a mashkin, take my watch's not worth $100, but and I tell you, take my watch for the $100, then it creates no matana. Like the Ravid, it's not a hilchus kedushin. It's hilchus mashkin. Mona inkan hilchach, if there's no obligation, then there's no mashkin. The Ramban and the Raja say, no, this is Mesechtas Kedushin. It creates his chayvus. If you give a mashkin, you create an obligation. Just mona inkan, mashkin inkan, the Kedushin you want to do with the mona. And that's a gita gabe, it's still in his pocket. Mashkin inkan, not be Mekadisho with the watch, be Mekadisho with the debt, and give you the watch as a guarantee. So Ramban and Rajba hold there's a separate reason that it doesn't work. This is
the Ramban and the Rajba hold that in Chosh Mishpat also a mashkin is greater valuable.
Yes. Yes. There's a dispute if it creates a shibud or an actual kinyan. Exactly the lumdus of it, the Avimulum here is Ma'arif. But the basis of the Ramban is that it creates an obligation.
You mentioned that for a mashkin to work, there has to be that the debt has to be contracted before.
According to the Ravid.
Right. But among human beings, very often there's a mashkin and there is no debt. Like, I'm going to be a good boy, and to tell you that I mean it, I'm going to give you this watch.
Yeah, so you can be a good boy and you're going to mean it, but if you go to the entire Besnel, say you give him the watch back.
There is no debt.
If he's not, there is no debt.
And people view it as a...
Yeah, well, okay. Maybe they feel the person is sincere. The person is sincere.
You know, they...
I once had an incident many years ago with somebody, rather someone from the shul, who was in a Aguna case. The man wasn't giving a get, and a very difficult thing. It was in Muncie. And I got involved. In those days I had a little more time. And I went down, and they were fighting over everything. So before the get, I met them in the apartment to divide everything in the apartment. You know, the sisters, babies. You know, to divide everything in the apartment, you get this, and everything. I say, okay, Ray, we're going to the get? He says, yeah, I need the diamond ring. She said, I forgot to bring it. I said, okay, this is going to... I was so frustrated, I was so angry at them. I took out my wallet. I said, it has my credit cards. It has my driver's license, it has everything. I gave it to him. I said, this is a mashkin for the diamond ring. You can hold it. I was shocked he took it from me. He let me drive back to Brooklyn without a driver's license. Like the sickness of people fighting. He let me drive back to Brooklyn without a driver's license. Get the ring and bring it again. It's like, you know, my retainer wasn't so high on this deal. You know, we did the get, Baruch Hashem. And I'm sure he's going to give it back to me. At least give me my license back. Nothing doing. I don't know. Anyway. That was a mashkin for nothing. Okay. And let's turn to Ramah. Turn the page, please.
According to Rashi, you say that the mashkin is like a peron, right? So why can't you be kosher with that? Because that wasn't a hadar.
Why can't you...
According to Rashi, you say it's like a peron, so why can't you be kosher with that?
You could if you let her keep the mashkin. But if you give her the mashkin on the condition that she return it to you and give her a dinner, so then you're not mekadesh with the mashkin. See, I'm just need the dinner, and here's a mashkin. He doesn't hold the idea in the mashkin of the chayiv. The Ramban doesn't hold that. Ramban holds you shem sachar on it until I bring it. Okay, the Ramah. Now the first line of the Ramah is the bigger chiddush than the second line, but let's go in order. The koshke. Im nasa lo shtar hadiner, what? It's kashkei. Im nasa lo shtar al hadiner, delay have a kedushin. And certainly, if you give her a shtar on the dinner, which would mean a check, it's not a kedushin. We'll see the chalkas machaikik in a minute. Just vayta omelo. Hariyam ukudeshes li bedinner, v'tiske bay beguf hamashkin shani noisin lach.
He speaks out. You should be zaycha the dinner's value in the guf habashkin I'm giving you. So then it's a good kedushin. The whole chesaron was that the ravid said is I'm not giving you anything. You know, I'm giving you something.
Because it's kedushin
kesef. Kedushin kesef. What about like the Ramban? Does the Ramban agree with this? So look at the Beis Shmuel Yud Aleph. V'tiske b'guf hamashkin. He speaks out. You own the guf hamashkin dinner's worth. Mashma, Ramban and Rashi made them is it. He says that Ramban and Rashi will be made. Then nira l'chayra nira l'shitasam lo yabe kedushin. Kimi the guf hakedushin oged etzloi. V'lo yama tiske. Nero Lashita's Taisvis, Bashem Rabbi Nochaim, Rabbi Taisvis, Rabbi Nochaim Akayan, Mahani Linya Matana, Vloy Linya Kedushin. So he brings that the Ramban and the Rajba hold his Hishaivis, but since he's Makadisho with the mana, even if he says Yakaina, mana worth in the Mashkin, that still it doesn't work. Like Mahani, I'm like, oh my, Tiska Bukofa Mashkin. That's what he's saying. Because she only has the dinner in the mashkin conditionally. He's retaining the right to be paid it for the dinner. So, according to Rabban and Rashi, it was never a problem in the first place that she doesn't get the dinner. She gets the dinner as a mashkin. That was never the issue. Like the Ravid was an issue. Because there's no debt, there's no mashkin. If he says, I'm being makdeh to you, the gofer mashkin, then it changes things. But like Rabban, that was never the issue in the first place. It's worth the whole dinner. The mashkin is worth the whole dinner. More than often.
Yeah. Because here you see the mashkin, she's getting something. She's physically getting.
But she's not getting the thing that's the kedushin. That's the issue. The thing that she's getting is not the kedushin.
This is yours, and this is the mashkin. Is today it's yours.
It's yours on the condition you return it to me when I give you a dinner. But he said, "Hi, I'm just leaving dinner." So like the Ravid, that the dinner lives in the mashkin, so it works. That's the Ravid shita. It's the same value. It's in the mashkin. It'll be in the money.
What's the value of mashkin?
Mashkin is very valuable.
But the whole marriage is based on the dinner, which has to be given.
So that's like to remember. Like to Ravid, remember the Ravid holds in the mashkin. Look at the dinner. The dinner is in the mashkin. So you are getting that value. That's what. Okay, let's talk about shtar, about kol shkeinim losal shtar al dinner. The Ramah shita is that the shtar on the dinner does not work. So you want to make a issue with a check or an IOU. So you say, I'm just leaving the dinner zoo, and you give her an IOU, you give her a shtar, even a bank check, you give it to her. So in Nosal shtar a dinner, lo have a kedush. The Beis Shmuel, back on the previous page.
Bank check, regular check, bank
check. So we'll talk about it. I want to get to it. Okay. We'll talk about which checks. I do want to discuss it, but there'll be time. It's a shame. The Beis Shmuel said not that way. The Beis Shmuel back in the bottom said, like the Ravid, a shtar would be good if you mechayiv yourself to dinner. Just like if you mechayiv yourself to dinner and you give the mashkin, it's a kedushin. It's only when there's no mechayivus, then the mashkin is nothing. So it's the same thing when you give her a shtar. We're going to have to understand what you're giving her exactly. What you're really giving her is a dinner. And the shtar that you're giving her presumably has the value of the kedushin. The dinner is in the shtar. Now, we have to discuss how much a shtar is not always worth the face value. No one's going to buy a bond at a face value. This can. So we have to understand the mikasha with a dinner and gives her a shtar. Is he giving her the full dinner? It's a legitimate question. Isn't it Mekash B'milva, which is no good? So the answer is, the Ramah might hold that way, but the Beis Shmuel holds no. That just like we said, in the Mashkin Tachayv, he's saying like the Ravid, in the Shtar, somehow is the obligation. Somehow there. And I'll explain it. Let's just see Chalkas Pachek Ches. It's here on the new side that we turn to. Chalkas Pachek Ches. Koshkei Nasa Shtar Ala Dinner. Harav Hetek Samadivri Hamagamishna B'Shem HaRashba V'HaRamban. L'dayti Nirish Adinza Eini Muskin. This halacha that you can't give a check or a shtar, not everyone agrees with that. The Ramban L'tamei Ozel. The Ramban says the L'tamei Shkasa Rambishmai. Even if you said be kind of the obligation of a mana in the kinyan of the mashkin, nihi the kanya le mashkin lahushibuda. It's takachuda. Ramban said that when you give the mashkin, you owe the dinner. But enam kadesh es the chol kesar gedushin agad gabe bal. The money is still in the husband's pocket. Lav kedushime. Okay, so you the Ramban gam came. Ibn Nasr Shtar ala dinner, in Mukadeshes. What's the difference? Rabbi said you're obligated, but the money itself of the Kedushin is still Agid Gabay, still in his pocket. Tam de Tadain Agid Eitzel Baal, even he gave her a Shtar. Aval arrived Svirale, Hechshe Nasr la Mashkin, Vomala Knibe Mashkin Zeh Shibun Man. If he would give the Mashkin in a way that creates a Chayv, his Kachili, the Mukadeshes, that she is the Mukadeshes, or the Navi, the Schayev Lamana Bikinyan, Ubishtar, the same Vamala Skachi Libai, the Mukadeshes, the Garma Chayev Dachayev, the Mukadeshes. Ilamishun Chashash, Ploysam Chadaite, the Yeredil Mamachale, that's a separate issue. But what's he saying? He's saying that in the Ravid would be the same thing. The Schatz Machayev is like the Beishmuel. He's saying in the Ravid, it's Shayach to do his chayvus, created his chayvus, and the mela, you have to. It creates a real obligation. Now this is a gigantic chiddush because pashtus, a piece of paper, an IOU, it's a promise. Might have a market value, may not. The question of a check or an IOU is really a gemara. Gemara talks about tesayin and kedushin. About being paid in Eved Ivri. It can be paid every Bishtar. He goes out Bishtar. So the Gemara says, what type of Shtar? So, Shtar Hechidami. So the Gemara says, my new Shtar. What type of Shtar is it? So the Gemara says, if you're going to say it's Shtar Ademei, Shtar on the value, so the Gemara says, Hainu Kesef. That's not. If you give a shtar on the value, when we say you can cash a woman with a shtar, it means you take a piece of paper, it can be worth less than a pruta, right? Harry Amugadesh Asli Bishtar Zu, you write the date and the names, and you give it to her. There's no kesef.
That's shtar.
That's kinyan shtar.
That's a good way
of what? So you can do shtar. So the same thing ever goes out with shtar. The Gemara said, if it's shtar ademei, if it's a paper that says, I hereby owe you whatever the value of the Eved is, $1,000, and you're going to go free. I know Kesef, the Gemara says. Gemara says that it's Kesef, and if it's Kesef, then... So the Gemara is saying, Beferish, that you should look at a shtar like Kesef. Now, this, in Chayshe Mishpat, is the subject of a Machlaikis, the title of Machlaikis Rishayinim, whether it's so. I'd like to explain the basics of it, and if there's time, a little more of the lumdus. The Gemara says, there's some Rishayim say that a check, if you give an IOU, I'm talking about a check separately, but Pashas, most places can hold it, includes a check. If you give a check to somebody or an IOU, so you're giving him money. You could buy a house by giving an IOU. That's also Kesef. The Gemara says, I know Kesef. Other Rishonim disagree. They say it's not. There's nothing there. They bring a raya from a Gemara by Pidyon Aben. The Gemara says this. The Rashba's raya. The Gemara Pidyon Aben is in Ksuvis Daf Kof Beis Amud Aleph. The Rashba says you can't be do Pidyon Aben with an IOU. So it's a Meferish Gemara. You can't do Pidyon Aben with an IOU. You should be able to do kinyanim with an IOU. What's the difference, pinyan aben and not pinyan aben? So the Beis Halevi has a tshuva. He's, after all the arguments in the Sman, the Shach, of course, the Ktzais. So Beis Halevi is really a Pesach Achrid that comes, the Chelak Alf Chubachav Gimel, to be Machriya. The Beis Halevi Paskins, and I don't know the gamut of the other Paskin, Beis Halevi holds that giving a shtar, the Chayshe Mishpat, counts as giving money. Counts as giving money. I, the Kasha for Pinyan Aben. So listen to a Gishmaka Beis Halevi. It's a good Kasha. You can't be paid to sell with a shtar. How can you buy a house with a shtar? He says, beautifully. He says, what is a shtar worth to you? You have a house, I'm buying it. So I give you an IOU. Now, if a man is penniless, he goes, IOU, it's meaningless. You're willing to take it, obviously it carries some weight to you. So I'm giving you a shtar. What is the value you're getting? It's up to Beis Halevi. I'm creating his chayvus. I'm creating an obligation that didn't exist a minute ago. I want to buy your house. I don't owe you a penny. Now I write a shtar, I obligate myself to give you $1 million. I create debt. I now owe you $1 million. It's worth money to you. Now, we can argue if $1 million of debt is worth $1 million or $900,000, but that's not the point. The point is, at Kenyan, there's kesef there. You're willing to take my $1 million debt in exchange for your house. Whatever it's worth, as you say, it's worth $900,000, but you're willing to take it. Question is it kesef? Beis Halevi says it's kesef because it creates a hischaivus to you. He says that's why it doesn't work by pinyon aben. By pinyon aben, you already have a hischaivus. The Torah gave you a hischaivus. You're already obligated. Since you're already obligated, the shtar doesn't create a hischaivus, doesn't create an obligation. So there, the shtar doesn't have a din kesef, because the din kesef is that it creates a hischaivus.
A check shouldn't do that.
So we'll talk about that. That's a good point. Now, Rabbi Ephraim is saying right away that I could give it to 100 different kaidim. That's what he's saying, right? It does create a hischaivus to this kaid, that by whom? And we call that Tavis Hanoah. And Tevis Hanah, it's a Suffolk Laloch of Tevis Hanah, but there ain't a moment. So, if that's moment, we want to see if it can create a Kinyan Kesef. If Tevis Hanah moment, so I can hear that creates. But anyway, this is the Beis Halevi's Terrence. You say that the Beis Halevi is that a shtar creates a Hischaivus, and since it creates a Hischaivus, the shtar is Kesef. It's money. And I could do it. And this has far-reaching ramifications. There's a very negaya to anybody in all the Americans in Eretz Yisrael. They go to cash-checking places. In America, some people do it too. They go to a cashier. They have a check for $1,000. And the fellow takes 2%. So you give him a check for $1,000, and he gives you back $980. Now, that seems to be ridiculous. He's giving me $980 today, and he's getting the $1,000 tomorrow. He's advancing $980, and he's getting the $1,000 tomorrow. If I give him $1,000 cash, he wouldn't give me $980. He's doing it, okay, maybe he's going to consider service, but Lamaisa, the Rambam writes, Yesh Tevorim Hanirin Karibis, Ve'enom Ribis. He says, selling debt is recognized as a commodity called debt. If I have a bond, I can sell it at a discount. That's not ribbis. Let's say I have a bond. It's a U.S. Treasury bond, which the buyer is still considered pretty guaranteed. So I have a $1,000 bond in 6 months. I can't get the money today. I go to you, I say, look, I need the money today. It's a $1,000 bond. I need the money today. Give me $980 or $950 today, and I'll give you the bond. So it's near and Corinthians. I need the money up front. I'm doing $950 and $1,000. I'm giving you $1,000 in 6 months. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that the bond is taka, that we recognize
it's current value.
We recognize that there's a current value. And whatever we make up the current value should be. Once I'm selling you something, I can do it, if I'm desperate, I can sell things cheaper.
This should be anything that has a market value.
Yeah, but
as long as it's not a debt from him.
That's all if it's a debt from a third party.
Right.
If I write out my own check, and cash it. When I have my own check in my own hand, it has no shabbos. It's not a commodity that gets traded. I could become a millionaire. I write $10 million checks and I suddenly am a millionaire. It doesn't work that way. So it has to be a third party's check. In Eretz Yisrael, there are those who are makpid when they do cash checking, when they do check cashing, rather, that they don't take the money till the next day or 2 days later, however long it takes the person to get it. So they don't want to get involved in these disputes. If it's your own check, it's really mikra adin that somebody has to do it. You're selling the debt. You can't really sell your own debt. You're creating debt when you sell your own debt. Anyway, this is a sort of a side issue that Rabbi helped us with this. What?
Buying an esrog with a check.
Buying an esrog with a check depends on the same achlokes rishayim. If you hold that you can do a kinyan kesef with a check, then it works. So let me tell you, it gets much more interesting. Okay, what I told you, the Beis Halevi paskins, the Rashba argues, achlokes rishayim, if a shtar makes or doesn't make. Does or does not make a Kenyan Kesef. Cousin Machna Ephraim, incredible Machna Ephraim, it's in Hilchus Kenyan Kesef, Kenyan Mois, he calls it Oisei. Like this. Let's say I want to buy Metaltalim with cash. I want to do Kenyan Kesef. I want to buy a car. Say, I'm giving you money, and I'm kinder. The halacha is, Minat Torah Kesef is kinder, Rabbi Yechanan says. Midrabana, kesef is not kind of metalphilim. It's only kind of karka. Why not? So the lashon of the Gemara is Shemi Yaimer Nisvuchi Techa Baaliyah. Which means to say, Chazal were afraid, if I'm going to give you money for merchandise, and the merchandise is at your warehouse, later, when that warehouse is threatened, God forbid, with fire or with Geneva, you're not going to rush to protect it. You got your money already. I was kind of, you're not going to rush to protect it. It's going to cause problems in the business world. So Zavtrav Yechra Chazawa Mevatl Kinyan Kesef, they said you could back out of Kinyan Kesef, even though Minat Torah Kesef is kind of, but you could back out because of Shami Yairu Nisimitech HaBaliyah, you have to do another Kinyan. So you have to do Kinyan Hagvah, you have to a chasid, even pay for the ring, we make him pick it up and be kind it, because you want to be kind it, that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. Comes along the Machna Ephraim, incredible. He says, if you pay with a check, it's better than if you pay with cash. A check, I mean an IOU. If you pay with IOU, it's better. Why is it better? He says, because really kesef is kind. And with paskening, that even an IOU is kesef, is kind. Since Rabbi Yechanan is concerned, he's going to say this v'chitecha ba'aliyah. That's a concern if I give him the money. So the seller has the money in his pocket, and he has the goods in his warehouse. He's sitting pretty. He's not going to save it. But if I give him an IOU, and then it gets burned, he's going to have a hard time getting the money out of me. He doesn't have the money yet. The gezeira shemi yayman nizritecha ba'aliyah doesn't really apply because he still has to get the money out of him. He's still going to go save the metaltalim. Incredible Machna Ephraim. He says a check or an ayu is better than kesef to be kind of metaltalim. See, as you buy an esrog, if you buy it with cash, it's a shiloh, kesef is kind. If you buy it with a check, the Machna Ephraim says noch besser. You're kind of, now most esrog and people pick up, they're kind of anyway.
You receive it, yes.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, but there are those who say you should do kinyan d'oraisa, you should do kesef, but okay.
They have a credit card, but you can dispute the
charge. I guess it'll make sense. Now, the Nesivis disagrees. The Nesivis brings them after Ephraim. The Nesivis is a Simreish Dalit, it's a cut in Aleph. He says that, no, Rabbi Yechanan's takad is a light plug, and you can't start getting different cases and saying things are different in different cases. And it's a light plug, which is itself shver, because the archilukim in Shulchan Aruch where kesef is kaina, but it's a shah. The shah says light plug. He argues in all the cases in Shulchan Aruch where kesef is kaina, it says not kaina. But this is the point about the check.
Is
in Hilchus Kinyan Mois, he calls it Oisei. Here, I plug in my own shtickle Torah, which I have to tell you, no one agrees with me, so I'm wrong. So I'm saying if a lumdis, you know, if I say something, someone doesn't look into what I wrote, that he disagrees, so, you know, you should look into it. But there are Talmidei Chacham who looked into what I wrote, and they were in fact fake. A check. The tshuvas on checks are in the Michas Yitzchak. He wrote it when he was still in England. And Rablai, the Pesachei Chayshin, who wrote it in Eretz Yisrael. There's a fundamental difference between checks in Britain, and Israel goes with British banking laws, and checks in the United States. And that's this. Under British banking laws, if you write a check, it's a crime to stop a check without due cause. You can't just stop a check. If you go in to stop a check, you have to show that it was, you have to at least sign an affidavit that it was lost, or someone cheated you. You have to have a reason. If someone gives a check in goodwill for something, and he stops the check, he really doesn't have the authority to stop the check. And if he stops the check by lying, so that's fraud. In America, it's not that way. In America, you can stop a check without cause. You go into the bank. Today, whenever you go in the bank, you click on the mobile banking, and you click, you stop a check. And there's no, in America, you can stop a check at your whim. You can say, I want to pay him cash, I don't want to pay him a check. So there's no law making the check real. What was the whole Beis Halevi? The Beis Halevi paskin, a check is kinyan kesef. Why is there an opinion on that? He said, because a check creates a schaivus, creates an obligation, creates a debt. In England, it's true, it creates a debt. You write a check, it creates a debt, and you can't unilaterally just stop it. However, in our American banking laws, it doesn't seem to be that way. It seems that the banking laws here, a check is, I think Rabbi Bleich in his book calls it, remember the language? You showed it to me.
Older in due course.
No, he calls it no more than an unfulfilled promise. That's what he calls a check. A check is an unfulfilled promise. It's nothing. It's not binding. According to that, a check in America, a personal check, should not be able to be used for kinyan kesef. It should not be sellable at a discount. It doesn't represent debt. It represents a promise that a person could back out of.
It's a pay to the order.
So this was my ha'ara, and I put it in the Ribbis book because that's to do with selling checks, and that was in 30 years ago. And since then, I've had mefakfikim who they have to speak for themselves and explain why they disagree with me. I'm going to do a poor job, but they hold that since in the course of business, it's considered an obligation. It's certainly, you can bring it in court as a proof of an obligation. But since it's considered an obligation, then it still creates a kinyan. All right, so this is the sichsuch over checks. And again, in Eretz Yisrael, when you want to sell a check at a check cashing place at a discount, even in America, if a Jew goes into a place and he sells a check at a discount, it creates these type of ribbis problems, if a check is not a true obligation.
Even if it's not a postdated check?
Right. Right. Even if it's a current check.
But why? A current check theoretically could have...
Well, it's a race. If I get there first... Alright, so I guess that's the argument. The argument is you could do it. The question is, are you satisfying the Beis Halevi's fear to create a status? Okay.
Once you write it, it's Mimela.
Mimela.
It's happening. You have to take an affirmative act to stop it.
Okay, but it creates an obligation. Okay. If I write a check to somebody, I want to pay receivables. If I date it this year, and he cashes it next year. Now, of course, he can get away with saying it's last year's income. Can he get away with saying it's the following year's income? I write a check on December 20th. He doesn't want to have so many receivables. He doesn't cash it until January 20th. Yeah. Can he say it's a January receivable?
Yes.
The January income? Yes. So you see he didn't get it December 20th. He didn't receive it December 20th.
That's common.
It's common. People always try to push it one way or the other. Okay. So that's that. Okay, I guess we move on to Siv Zayin.